Hi, and I'm talking to
Koen. This is Koen Bergsand at GitHub and in a lot of places. And I'm writing firmware for the PineTime.
What is the PineTime?
The PineTime is a Pine64 smartwatch. It's open hardware. It's available right now. I think development kits are available. And the fun thing about PineTime is that you can program it yourself. You receive it with a stock firmware image, which appears to be some kind of Chinese stock image. And people are doing all kinds of stuff with it. It's possible to program it yourself. There are debug headers exposed. And you hook it up to your computer and you can start programming.
Can I have a look at it?
Yes, of course.
Let me just describe this to the listeners. It's a watch. No, it's a watch with a... he turned it over. At the front, it looks like a watch, like an ordinary watch. When you turn it over, it's got a... two soldering pads. What are they? Describe this to me.
This is the power. So it says you have this cradle where you can plug it in and it will charge.
So like Pogo ports.
Yes. Yeah. A bit comparable, I think, to Pebble or your regular smartwatch. In the middle, we see the heart rate sensor. I don't have it working yet, but it should work fine, theoretically. And then there is my modification to the PineTime.
I must say your modification is a bit...
It's interesting.
Yes.
It's a bit crude. The issue with programming is that you have to pop off the back of the PineTime. Yeah. There are four small pads exposed. You plug in your programming header, and it's all finicky. And well,
so you basically put two wires out the back that you can plug into. Okay, so now I'm going to. Oh, and that's why the insulating tape is around the side. So I'm now going to describe the phone without the insulating tape. It looks quite nice. How do you get it to work?
There's a button on the side.
So you press the button on the side.
Turns on, shows you the time, excitingly.
Yeah.
Shows you the battery level and the battery voltage and the date.
So it's an OLED screen?
It's a TFT IPS panel.
Okay.
240 by 240 pixels. Rather simple. Sufficient, I would say.
So what do you do with this?
My main idea was... my main goal is to have it functional, to wear it around my wrist for a day, was to have it show the time. Yeah, good plan, I know. And I don't want to enter the time manually on the tiny screen. So I started around playing with Bluetooth, first time playing around with Bluetooth, and I managed to synchronize time over Bluetooth. Gives you the time. There's a standardized surface, standardized way. Implemented it, got the time on there. That's it for
job done. Excellent.
Yeah, I'm working on the battery level. I'm working on applications, so you can add applications to your firmware. So people can design their own applications, compile a new firmware, flash it on there, and there's the application on it. And maybe it's a stopwatch, maybe it's a heart rate graph, maybe it's a step counter.
Oh, cool. Just it opens it up. How difficult is it to get the firmware on? How difficult would it be for me, a non-techie, cool, hardcore developer like yourself, to get firmware on there?
There are a number of blogs out there that describe the whole process. It's not as easy as an apt install your software. But if you read the guides, if you order your programmer online, then it's doable. It's even possible to grab a Raspberry Pi, hook it up to the Raspberry Pi GPIOs, and start programming it.
How much is it?
It's hard. It's medium.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time, and enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Oh, you want it back?
Yeah, I want this back.